This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gokshul Kimire with the news. The headlines first. Phagu Purnima, the festival of colors being celebrated in Tarai Madhes region today. People enjoyed Phagu, also known as Holi, in hilly districts yesterday. Three children go missing while swimming in Sunkosi River. CPNUML picks Suhang Nembang as party's candidate for Ilam Constituency No. 2 by-election of the House of Representatives. Speaker Devraj Kumire emphasizes essential role of parliamentary involvement in diplomacy. And Russia observes day of mourning over death of 133 people in Moscow concert hall attack. Now the news in detail. Phagu Purnima, the festival of colors, goodwill and harmony, is being celebrated in the Tarai Madhes region of the country today. It was celebrated in the hilly parts of Nepal yesterday. Also known as Holi, this festival sees relatives and friends gather and play with colors and water. It is believed that Holi festival is observed as celebration of triumph, of good over evil. The CPNUML has picked Suhang Nembang as the party's candidate in the by-election to be held in Ilam Constituency No. 2 for the election of the member of the House of Representatives. CPNUML Deputy Secretary General Pradeep Gewali informed that the secretariat meeting of the party held yesterday at the party central office in Chasal of Lalitpur decided to make him the candidate. Suhang Nembang is the younger son of UML late leader Subhas Nembang, who represented the constituency in the lower house of the federal parliament. Likewise, UML has decided to make Daman Bahadur Bhandari the candidate in the by-election to be held in the province electoral constituency No. 1 of Bajang district. By-elections are being held in both these electoral constituencies on the 27th of April. Three children have gone missing while swimming in Dudkosi River in Udaipur district. They were celebrating Holi and swimming in the river when they drowned. Deputy Superintendent of Police DSP Harinandan Chowdhury at the district police office in Udaipur said the missing children were 12-year-old Rekha Magar, 9-year-old Rhythm Magar and 12-year-old Lok Bahadur Magar. All of them are residents of Saune Bazar in Triyuga Municipality, Ward No. 14 in the district. The rescue team of Nepal Police is searching for the missing children. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs, Ravi Lamichhani, has said the government is effortful to solve the problems that have surfaced in the cooperative sector across the country. Talking to journalists in Chitwan yesterday, Home Minister Lamichhani said the government has tried to solve the problems through dialogue with the cooperative victims. He said the agreement reached between the government negotiation team and the cooperative victims will come into effect soon. The Home Minister said the savings of the depositors would be returned even by adjusting from the property of those who embezzled the cooperative's fund. The Home Minister said the government had mobilized its apparatus to arrest G.B. Rai, who is absconding after misappropriating the corporate's money. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister Lamichhani said a new campaign of good governance has started in the country. Participating in the Holi festival celebration with party leaders and public in Bharatpur of Chitwan district yesterday, Home Minister Lamichhani asserted that the hope has arisen among the people with the formation of the new government. He said all the top leaders were together for running the coalition government and maintaining good governance. The daily flights from Lukla to Lukla from Manthali Airport of Ramechhap have started with the start of the trekking and mountaineering season. Tara Air, Summit Air and Sita Air started regular flights to Solukhumbu's Lukla from yesterday. Since the Trivan International Airport is busy during the tourist season, airlines bring tourists to Manthali and fly them to Lukla to avoid traffic jams. A large number of foreign tourists come twice a year to Lukla for hiking and mountaineering. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Kumire, has emphasized the critical role of parliamentary involvement in diplomacy. He made such remarks at the 148th Inter-Parliamentary Union Assembly in Geneva. He underscored that parliamentary diplomacy added democratic legitimacy to international relations, ensuring citizen voices shape decision-making. Kimire highlighted Nepal's commitment to peace and urged cooperation to address global challenges, including climate change. He emphasized the need for nations to respect each other's existence and collaborate on shared interest. The Inter-Parliamentary Union, practicing parliamentary diplomacy for 135 years, provides a platform for dialogue and cooperation on peace, security, democracy, human rights, and sustainable development. The National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission has proposed the fiscal equalization grant to be provided to the provinces and local governments in the upcoming fiscal year 2024 and 25 and recommended its implementation to the federal government. The grant is to be sourced from the Federal Consolidated Fund. According to the Commission, it has recommended allocating 60 billion rupees to the provinces and 88 billion rupees to the local levels for the upcoming fiscal year. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Russia has observed a day of mourning after death of 133 people in attack at packed concert venue in Moscow. Flags were flew half-mast and many events were cancelled and TV channels were also said to have updated their schedules. According to the BBC, more than 140 people were injured when gunmen entered the Crocus City Hall firing indiscriminately before setting it on fire. The Islamic State group says it was behind the attack. On Saturday, Amaq, the IS media outlet, posted an image of the four masked men they claimed were involved in the assault. The group later released highly graphic footage from the attack. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said all four gunmen who carried out the attack have been arrested. In his televised address, Putin condemned the massacre, the deadliest in Russia for nearly 20 years, as a barbaric terrorist act. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. There is also a possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Phagu Purnima, the festival of colors being celebrated in Tarai Mades region today, people enjoyed Phagu, also known as Holi, in hilly districts of Nepal yesterday. Three children go missing while swimming in Sunkosi River. CPNEML picks Suhang Nemwang as party's candidate for Ilam constituency number 2 by-election of the House of Representatives. Speaker Debrat Kimire emphasizes essential role of parliamentary involvement and diplomacy. And Russia observes day of mourning over death of 133 people in Moscow concert hall attack. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.